Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, June 29th, 2018. On this day in 1975, Steve Wozniak tested his first prototype of the Apple computer. Engelbert Lütke Daldrup, chief site manager at the globally ridiculed BER Airport, will now take on another job. He will be the chief parking attendant in the largest car park in Berlin and Brandenburg. Because the crisis-ridden Volkswagen Group, still the largest car manufacturer on this planet, is currently producing far too many cars that it cannot get rid of now, according to an agreement with BER, they want to park them in the unused BER parking lots in Schönefeld. From September 1st, new cars will only be registered if they pass the new WLTP emissions test. Since the testing is not possible right now and cars are still being built, there is considerable overproduction, amounting to nearly 250,000 cars. Many of them are now being transferred to the Schönefeld large car park, bringing together cars that are not needed and runways that are not being used, two of the biggest economic scandals of the past years. A once legendary German car manufacturer shaken by its own diesel fraud, and a state consortium unable to build a large building with a functioning ventilation system. Once again, a Jewish student at a Berlin school seems to have been bullied for months. Several classmates are said to have repeatedly harassed the ninth grader. A classmate is said to have blown cigarette smoke in the boy's face and told him to think of his gassed ancestors, as confirmed by Beate Stoffers, spokeswoman of the Senate Education Administration on Wednesday. The management of the John F. Kennedy School in Zehlendorf admitted that the anti-Semitic incidents had initially been, quote, underestimated in extent and seriousness. The John F. Kennedy School, a public school in Berlin that relies on both U.S. and German curriculum, said this week it was responding to the incident after initially underestimating its scope and gravity. It now wants to get to grips with the case. In addition to the official report of the incidents to the Senate administration, it was said that measures had been initiated immediately. According to the school management, a school help conference with representatives of the responsible youth welfare offices and the school psychology service took place on Wednesday. A meeting with the police prevention officers is scheduled for Friday. In addition, after extensive consultations with the Jewish Forum for Democracy and Against Antisemitism, or the JFDA, it was decided to include the topic in the lessons in the coming school year. The first four fully assembled trains of the new S-Bahn generation were presented at Stadler Pankow on Wednesday. The coloring will take some getting used to by traditionalists, more yellow and less red and black on the doors than the old models. S-Bahn boss Peter Buchner stated that it is important to the company that the new trains do not look like they did 80 years ago. The interiors are also new. In contrast to the past, not only the driver's cab, but also the passenger compartment has air conditioning. A video surveillance system scans all areas, and the windows are bigger than the old models. The multi-purpose areas, of which there are three, have plenty of space for wheelchairs, prams, and bicycles. However, this and the new safety standards were at the expense of the number of seats. And in the event that technology fails, additional drives, brakes, and other systems were installed. Deutsche Bahn ordered 106 trains, consisting of 382 wagons, from the Siemens Stadler Consortium in 2015. The first train will be put into operation in Velten, and extensive tests in the Siemens Test Center Wegberg-Wildenrath follow. The date for the maiden voyage has been set. January 1, 2021, at around 4 a.m., the train will leave from Südkreuz for Spindersfeld. You can find a photo of the new Bahn car by following the link in our show notes. Police are warning against a scammer who pretends to be a police officer called Herr Lemke from the Federal Criminal Police Office and tries to create a feeling of insecurity among those he calls by reporting an imminent burglary or corrupt bank employees. he offers the called parties a police officer who can come by their residence to secure cash and valuables or to withdraw or collect them from the bank. According to the investigations to date, several attempts have been made and several thousand euros have even been handed over on the 22nd and the 26th of June. In this context, police warn that real police officers would never come to your home to take money or valuables to safety. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. We're wrapping up our Germany-Australia time zone operations today. We should be back to normal next week and be back on Monday. As always, thanks for listening.